Okay. Peel when he is at his age. Aging is amazing. He's finally starting to understand what this all this bhakti is, and how wonderful it is, and how big it is, and the top level of all yogas. And now he starts to realize what that means. He's there now in dialogue with his God and Goddess, and wherever he goes, he sees them. Nature and the flowers, this is Mother Lakshmi. Beautifying the world for us. And for her Vishnu, her Narayan, her Krishna. Yes. But Mother Radha. Well, she's not hidden anymore. So he's looking back at his life. And he's hearing that inner voice there telling him, giving him again a review, a life review. How every little thing, or significant thing at least, that happened in his life, that he learned in life, that he did in life, sometimes just throwing himself into it, courageously, you could say, because he realizes now that not many dare to do that, but he just had to. He wasn't heroic or anything, or big power guy, but just curious and a bit stubborn. Born to have adventures, he said sometimes to himself, and which yes, led to him finding himself in awkward and sometimes troublesome, difficult situations. Sometimes lonely, misunderstood. Rejected. But you can't get hung up on that, he said. Continued, and now he's looking back. He's soon 70 years old. And that inner, beautiful, kind, friendly voice just continues, reminding him. Reading and drawing and painting was always your thing, right? science, interesting, right? He spoke into his voice recorder as he dusted off one of his old paintings that he made when he was 20, and that he still had hanging on his wall. Being happy with those old memories. Yes, continued his inner guide and friend. You went for science, not for art, because you wanted explore the soul. You were drawn by something you didn't even know what and why. You remember, I have to go this way. It's like stepping out into a big black unknown. Scary, yes. But sometimes you have to do it anyway. So he did, took that step. And he remembers talking to himself or to his God there in the heart, a dialogue that had become more and more common lately. Yes. Oof. I was scared at times, and I'm getting less scared now, although old age is coming, but because now I have you. But then I didn't, or I didn't know that, and yes, but you see how you were guided all the time, even then. Now you see that. Yes. That's the fantastic insight I'm getting today. He was walking back and forth. Squirrel had gone back home again after the breakfast. He had jumped in onto the dining room table. But that was the red line. So now, there was peace. And yes, quit art school. Out into the unknown. What to become? An artist, a genius, a loser, a winner. And he had this liking for printing, for mass media, drawing cartoons, comics, making animated film. Film, yes. Oh, want to be a director. Can't, no. Artist. But why? Why? What is it I want to say? Music, writing songs. Yes, you can do that too. Writing is so nice. And then wham. path of self-realization, bhakti yoga, the highest yoga. Yes, this is it. This is for real. And then again, computers, writings, magazine, book production, books distribution, books, a life of books, and a radio, and a video film. The latest and greatest of mass media. I found myself right in the middle of it. Yes, voice took over there within again. And you learn a little of this, a little of that. Leadership, how to deal with people, good and the bad ones. How to care, how to love. How to be honest, reliable, compassionate. Because that's what a Vaishnava is. And yes, now, at a mature age, you have learned something. And he looked out the window, and the white flowers on the trees outside. Saying, yes, my God, it was your plan all along. And you could feel the smile in there. Well, you call it God's plan, don't you? And you say it, you know, what God has a plan for every one of us. And when you surrender to God, you give your life to God, you don't give anything away, you don't lose anything, but you start to play along with that plan, and that's when it really starts to become a good adventure. He sighed. These white flowers are so beautiful. The plum trees, which he had one just outside the window, the one that the squirrel climbed on up in and jumped into. On his window pane, and it's spring. For some of us, life begins anew. For some, life may end. But that is also just the beginning of something new. So all that matters is how we are to each other. How we learn in this school.